You saw him a few weeks ago. You see him again on Thursday. What can you tell us about Detroit?
Good defense, good team. It's going to be a fun game. It's for the division. On Thanksgiving, what better could you ask for?
What about the short week? What does that do for them?
I mean, you know, I think sometimes it gets really annoying, but at the same time, you know, games like this kind of make it fun. Everyone's got to play through it, so, you know, just got to buck up, be one badass son of a bitch.
Is there a preparation advantage having played them so recently that you have all their stuff filed away that you were
Yes and no. They could come out and do something totally different. You know, we'll see right away what they're doing. But, I mean, for the most part, football's football. It's not going to change. It's really going to come down to who's going to hit who harder and longer and faster. So this is going to be a fun game.
This haircut you got, show it's all business this week for you, or what?
Well, you don't like my haircut?
I think it's stellar.
I mean, if we're talking about haircuts, hey. I think you're the last one to be talking.
I think your haircut is stellar.
I mean, I think you picked this fight.
Yeah.
Somebody's getting tough in the corner.
Right. Not a bat to a gunfight.
I look good, don't I?
Fantastic.
Yeah, you're welcome.
In some respects, it's kind of nice playing through. You get up and go. I mean, there's not much time to think. Just go play.
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly what it is. You get up and go. I think the hardest part really is trying to get all the plays down and really trying to understand their defense. You know, it is a nice thing that we did play them so recently, but at the same time you start to wonder, what are they going to do differently? You know, are they going to start trying to do something crazy? And then, you know, you don't have a lot of time to prepare for it. So, you know, it's really just going to be one of those, let's just go out and stick to who we are and focus.
Have you played on Thanksgiving before?
Yeah, we played the Ravens, and that was back when, before the rule is you couldn't go, two time zones over. So San Francisco, we went to the Ravens, and then we used to play Seattle on Thanksgiving, which was always a fun game. I feel like it's just more of a rivalry week, you know, and really brings out a lot of the toughness of teams, and you kind of see what teams are made of, which is a lot of fun.
Alex, your take on Joe Berger's play this year? I mean, he's just kind of a rocket center for you guys.
I mean, phenomenal. I mean, I think he's one of the guys that you don't hear his name a lot, and that's a good thing, you know. I mean, centers are low-key guys, you know, he's a strong, physical guy, and at the same time, he can get everybody pointed in the right direction, which is great. You know, you don't see centers that have both those abilities. Normally, they're just really smart. They don't like to hit, but Joe does a fantastic job for us, and I think he's very, very underappreciated.
I got in here late, but...
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, I apologize.
We covered the haircut.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I'm not going to haircut.
You got a great deal. You're good.
Okay, thank you. You look at the Wildcat, and... what the success you guys had off of that, the pass play. And then the next time out, they go after Bradford to make sure he doesn't come in that.
Which play. I'm not happy about either. We'll talk about that later. Yeah.
Would you like to talk about it now?
No, we'll talk about it later. He knows what he did, and he knows what he's got coming to him. So, you know, the Wildcat's a nice addition. I think the one thing about it is, you know, it kind of keeps defenses honest, you know. And we kind of knew what Arizona was going to do against it, and we kind of bargained, and we were right. And it paid off, and then it kind of throws people off when they start hurting them with it, because then it's like, well, now what do we do? You know, this was our main objective. Now what do we have to do? And it kind of keeps them scrambling, and then it's, well, when are they going to do it next? You know, and we do it so quick that it's kind of nice when Sam gets under center, and then all of a sudden he just leaves, and we snap it. So it's a nice addition for this offense.
Did you guys say anything to him during the game? Peterson hit him.
Yeah, no, nobody told me it happened. Oh, okay. So I was wondering what the penalty was about, and I asked the ref, and he said it wasn't a big deal. He said he didn't want to talk about it. I think he knows what Cleet knows me pretty well, so.
Yeah. Good? With TJ at left and Searles now at right, is the chance of getting some continuity after so many changes, how
yeah.
important is that?
This is 2 weeks in a row. Finally, we have the same offensive line. So, no, it's good, and I think they both did a phenomenal job in the game. And there's always things we want to clean up as an offensive line, but to step in the way they did was phenomenal for us.
Thanks,
guys. Thanks.